We asked Angelique Kidjo to pick the music to curate the show for us today, and we had no idea how great it was going to be, and it's so great to have her here picking things and telling us about the music. Next up is the first African superstar, global superstar, Miriam Makeba. And I know she made an impact here in the U.S. Can you talk a little bit about her impact in Africa?
A lot. I mean, for me, if I'm a singer today, is because of her. Mm. Because when you're born a little girl in Africa, you can sing traditionally. It's okay, because our tradition is oral, and we pass it on through storytelling and singing. But when you decide to be a performer, then you have trouble. Or you have the support of your family, or you have everybody against you, and there's no place you can be safe. And it takes a tremendous energy and belief to go through it. And I was lucky that my parents supported me from day one. But how, as a little girl, can I imagine myself in the future? I got no idea till I discovered the music of Miriam Makeba. So I said to myself from the first moment I listened to her music, if she can make it, I can. That doesn't make her a prostitute. That doesn't make me a prostitute. Because when you are a singer, you are a performer, absolutely become a prostitute. Because a girl, one of the problems we have in Africa, is that when a girl is born, the girl has no identity or personality of herself. She's somebody's daughter. And by extension, somebody's wife already. It's not a possession. That's what I refuse. And she gave me that strength of standing and saying, I want to do this. And I want to make a living out of it. I want to have a family doing this. I want to have a normal life like anybody else. There is nothing wrong of being a singer.
Now, she may have been an example for you, but how did that come? How did your family support you in that way?
My family supported me in music because my mom started the first theater group that ever existed in Benin. And it was about the life of a king. And in that theater piece, she added ballet. So I learned how to sing, dance, and act with my mother. Mm. And my father used to play banjo for us. My brother put the first musical group together. So basically, I started in my family singing, picking up my song that I'm going to cover and how I'm going to do it. And I wrote my first song. I was 11 years old. And it has always been help and supervision by my family. And my father, when I did my first album, the album Pretty, he was retired at that time. Hmm. He took his money and produced my first show outside of Benin. And he had a friend promoter that was supposed to produce part of it. And 2 weeks before the show, when the ticketing was already going on, and he saw that the ticketing was not going fast as he thought it's going to be the partner of my father, he bailed out. And the excuse he gave my father was, your daughter is too small, no one is going to see her on stage. And my dad said, okay, you watch. So he went on and do the show. He lost a lot of money because he was not in this business for a long time. He'd been mobbed on the ticket and so on and so forth, but he wanted to make a point. And today, I can't thank them enough for their support, constant support, and the critic is always welcome because I know that the critic is not to hurt me, it's to make me be better.
Credit to the family, inspiration from this woman, Miriam Makeba. This is the retreat song.
Jigalemo in India, 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 kwe akhenzele mgodini akhenzele.